Well, what a game, huh? What a game. Can't say enough about our team. You know, we got some really good coaches. I thought that our coordinators, Matt, Josh, and Joe, did a tremendous job in handling the game. There's a lot of great situational football, adjustments, and just they just kept coaching. We just kept trying to, you know, find a little crack in the armor and keep plugging away. And, you know, our team just showed great mental toughness throughout the game. Just never really flinched, even though the score was so against us for so long. But we just kept plugging away, just kept fighting, just kept trying to make plays. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to make enough at the end there to, you know, to get it back to a two-score game at 16 points. And then, you know, the touchdowns and the two-point conversions. I thought Hightower's sack was a huge play for us. We really needed that, you know, after our two turnovers offensively in the first half. So, you know, it's hard to beat Atlanta, who's a very opportunistic and good turnover team. When we turned the ball over like that, so being able to get one back was big. But, you know, in the end, it was just, you know, we got plays from a lot of different guys, our backs, our tight ends, our receivers, our defense, our offensive line did a tremendous job against our pass rush. I mean, they hit us, but, you know, we were able to gain quite a few yards in the passing game, special teams. You know, Steve gave us a couple great kicks that put the Falcons in poor field position that we covered well. So, you know, that was important, too. You know, a couple extra points in the game that, you know, could have 2 points for conversion. So that added a little, you know, intrigue and to the score, and the way the scoring went. But, you know, in the end, just can't say enough about our players, how hard they competed, and what a good job our coaching staff did, just, you know, battling all the way. Got to give Atlanta credit. That's a really good football team. Dan's done a great job with that team. He certainly had them ready to play. They have a lot of great players, and you know, playing in overtime for the championship, so doesn't get any closer than that. Questions there? What did I tell the guys at halftime? Same thing we told them in the first quarter and the second quarter. Just kept coaching, just kept trying to get better, find ways to do things that were a little bit more productive.
Julian Edelman will be at 20-12.
I mean, Tom's had a lot of great ones, but, you know, tonight was one of them. I'm sure he'd like to have the interception back, but he made a lot of great throws. You know, Edelman's catch was an unbelievable play, as was Julio Jones's catch on the sideline. That was another tremendous play. Look, there's a lot of great players out there playing tonight, and they played great. You know, fortunately, we were able to make a couple more plays than our opponents were, but it was a great football game and a lot of great players on the field. You know, James did a good job for us like he always does. You know, he's a clutch receiver and very good with the ball in his hands. He got the ball in a couple of those angle routes against zone coverage. Was able to make some good yardage there. Caught a couple big third down conversions for us. Amendola, kind of same thing. They switched back and played some zone there at the end of the game. And James was able to hit that. Danny hit it for the touchdown. So, obviously, they gave us a lot of man coverage early in the game. We didn't do very well with it. Later on, we got more productive. And then when they started mixing in some zone, we were able to hit that too. Yeah, well, no, he's not. We just, you know, didn't substitute at that point. And then when Deion, you know, went out there right at the end of the game, kind of cramped up a little bit. But look, James is a good runner. He can. His good vision, does a good job of, you know, finding the openings. And I mean, he's not a guy that's going to run over a lot of you know, defensive linemen. But he's quick and he's got good balance and he's got good vision. And so he's able to, you know, find his way through there, you know, in 2-point play. And some of those run after catch plays, a couple screens, things like that. So he's a good football player. You know, 2 years ago he was inactive. You know, he's had 2 great years for us in that sub back position, and you know, came up big tonight.
Obviously,
Yeah, huge. Yeah, I mean, again, that pushes it back to a two-score game. So, I mean, that was a huge defensive stop. We, you know, start off with the kickoff and, you know, got him down there on about the 10-yard line. They hit Freeman out in the flat to midfield, and Jones made a tremendous catch. You know, it's shades of some of the ones that we've seen before in previous games like this. But then we got, you know, we got the sack, we got the holding penalty, and we're able to push him back out of field goal range. So, I mean, that was a huge defensive series for us. You know, the consideration really was this, just score. You know, we're down by eight, and the most important thing was the score. So we wanted to try to run good plays, and the way it turned out, had we not made the two-point conversion, we wouldn't have had too much time, and we could have kicked off. We had two timeouts, so there wouldn't have been too much time there. So that two-point conversion, the way it timed out, was probably, you know, we probably had to have it. Had we scored a little bit sooner, then we might have been able to, you know, possibly get the ball back had we not made the two-point conversion. But, you know, fortunately we were able to, you know, to execute that, and that was big for us. But the most important thing for us was to get the ball in the end zone. That was number one. And rather than try to rush and get a bad play, we tried to get good plays to score and count on our two-point conversions. You know, we worked on those two-point plays all week. I don't know, just kind of Josh and I had a sense that we might need a couple of them, and so they were well executed. I'm glad we did. We certainly needed them. Well, it wasn't like we didn't move the ball. You know, we moved the ball in the first half. We, you know, gave up a touchdown on 3rd and 10. We gave up a touchdown on interception return. You know, without those two plays, it's a 10-3 game, so... you know, but those plays counted, so it's 21-3. So we just, you know, had to do a better job in the red area, finishing drives and taking care of the ball. Like, turn the ball over against these guys, it's hard to win, and that's why we fell behind. No, I mean, they're all, look, this team worked hard. They deserve to be where they were tonight because of their 14-game regular season wins, the two wins we had against Houston and Pittsburgh, two great football teams. So we were here to compete in this game because we earned it. That's the only reason why. And, you know, tonight we earned a championship. So these guys played like champions, you know, when it counted the most in the fourth quarter and overtime. So it's, you know, it's about this team and what this team accomplished and about anything else. They deserved it. They earned it. And they got it. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a close play. I wasn't sure, you know, whether he had it or not. But then when we saw the replay, you know, he was clearly under it. So, you know, look, Julian has great concentration. He's a tremendous competitor. Really, I mean, as good of a competitor as anybody I've coached. I mean, this guy, you know, he's played slot defensive back for us, returns kicks, covers kicks, blocks, you know, catches tough passes, runs the ball for us on sweeps and stuff like that. He does whatever it takes. So, you know, he made a tremendous play, and you know, not the first one he's made, but that was obviously a big one. We needed that. Well, we thought we might be able to make a play on it. You know, Atlanta's, they give them credit, they were alert on it. They, you know, we got a few yards, but they were alert to the play. You know, we thought maybe at the end we might be able to get outside and get down the sideline on it, but they, you know, they saw it quickly, and so, you know, but we thought it was worth a shot in that situation. So 3 seconds ago, it's too far to kick a field goal, although we could have had a free kick on that, but it was just too far. We went 75 yards, and, you know, throw a 75-yard Hail Mary, so. No, I don't care about that. Rank them wherever you want. That's your job. Well, again, the most important thing tonight is a team win. And, you know, I'm happy for our team, our players, and our organization. You know, everybody worked so hard for this. So the only reason I'm here is because of what our players did, what our assistant coaches and coordinators did. So. But look, Chuck Knoll is a tremendous coach, tremendous legacy. You know, I coached against Chuck in his final game, and I always admired Chuck and his style and the way that his team's played. So, you know, it's an honor to even be mentioned in the same sentence with Chuck Knoll. But tonight's really about our team. It's not about some record or something like that. It's about what our team accomplished, and yeah, they deserve to be champions. They earned it tonight. Think about right now. I'm thinking about enjoying tonight, this game that we won. Yeah, well, I don't really care about that. I just care about our team. Yeah, most of the things that we saw in the first quarter, and so we started to address them, well, you know, once it declared, which was, I mean, I already mentioned what that was, so.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yep, thank you.